Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two returning guests. I have Tina Constis.
Hi.
And Nathan McIntosh.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. Two besties together.
We're not besties.
No, no, no. Of my besties.
You said that pretty aggressively, you know?
No, I was just
clarifying. We don't have to be friends. We'll just, once we leave this room, we never have to talk again. I think I've actually only, what, met you probably twice?
Twice, yeah.
Once at your house while we were filming a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys then made my best friend be the counselor. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she was a therapist.
Because she's actually a therapist.
Aren't you a therapist?
No, I'm an interior designer.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then we met a little while ago.
At that salad place.
Chopped.
Yes.
And here we
in
are.
In the city, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. And I'd like to give a shout out to Pinch Recording Studios, where we are recording this, powered by New York Comedy Club, one of the best clubs in New York City. So you should, I'm there about once a week, so check their schedule and find me. Same with Nathan. You're there all the time, too.
Yeah, there are a bunch. You know, I'm going to be there. When does this come out? Who cares? No, November 30th, I'll be there. When are you putting this out?
It'll be out, well, in a week, but to them now, when they're listening to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have gave me the real answer, but
My brain's broken because of life.
We're very far
it'll
apart.
It'll be out before November 30th.
Yeah, November 30th, yes. I'll be there. Here we are. I'm here now.
Anyway, can we talk about Standing Rock? Because it's...
Do you just go right into it like that?
Should I not have?
I mean, you can do whatever you
want. A little
bit
of foreplay?
It's your show.
Yeah. Do what you want.
Thank you, Tina. Let's just talk about Standing Rock. And then I'm sure it's going to go wherever the fuck it's going to go. But I am fired up over the whole Standing Rock situation. So what's going on is in North Dakota on a Native American reservation that's supposed to be... Like, first of all, obviously we came here years ago, raped and pillaged them in the land, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we didn't.
No, you know what I mean. The white people from England. So
I don't think they were from England, though, right? In the beginning? Were Spanish?
There was a lot of people from a lot of places.
We had Spanish, Christopher Italian, Columbus, and then we had those Puritan people who were like, she's a witch, Banhead!
Yeah, fair.
I should be a history teacher. Then you had those people in those really, like, awful outfits, like black and white, and I was like, who would fuck you? But... Anyway, so they have some land that they've been given because they took it all from them, and now they have, you know, some. But now some of the oil companies want to put like a huge pipeline through their land that would actually dig up a lot of their sacred sites, and it could put their water supply in danger.
Well, water supply, yeah, it's probably what are the sacred sites? What's a sacred site consist of?
I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like they're probably, I don't know, like
it's probably their sacred burial grounds just because it's all they have, too.
Yeah,
literally.
So are they gonna? Are we doing this? Oh, first of all, you brought this up to me, and I saw over the last few days that people are checking in to Standing Rock.
I think that's stupid.
I don't know
I'm
what that
sorry.
Means.
Well, I didn't. No, this is
what
why.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means that they're trying to like throw off intelligence. So people were the FBI or somebody was using check-ins to try and make arrests. So people just went ham on the check-in, but they can also just like show up there and arrest people.
Why are they? Who are they arresting? Who are they arresting?
The protesters.
There's people protesting.
Yeah, but
Standing
it was just
Rock.
An effort to like show that you're
I
standing
think it's
with
solidarity.
Them.
Like it's me. It's like
yeah.
You know,
so
being...
I like trying to throw them off a little bit, even if it doesn't really work.
It
throws them off a little bit. It just shows that you're standing behind it.
Yes.
I mean, I am.
Standing
I watched
rock
behind the
standing rock.
Rock
behind the rock.
Behind
but because
yeah.
I watched one of the live videos of a guy who was protesting and he was showing it, and I didn't. I got so emotional, like without meaning to. I just was like. Because you could see these people protesting so peacefully for a good cause. They weren't doing anything. They weren't, like, throwing things at people. And you could see, like, all the guards. And just the feeling behind it was so intimidating and scary. And you almost felt helpless. Like, I put myself in that guy's shoes. And I'm like, man, when you're up against people with weapons and all these things, you're kind of fucked.
So... okay, so people are checking in. That's what I was telling you. I was like, man, I don't know. I really thought a friend of mine went to
Me
fucking...
Too.
I go, my friend went to South Dakota. I just talked to him last
I
week.
Think
he
it's
said
North
he had no
Dakota.
Money.
North Dakota.
A Dakota.
Dakota.
Fucking
Fine.
Put these two things together. First of all, North and South Dakota. Dakotas.
Mm-hmm.
America. What the
Carolinas.
Fuck?
Carolinas.
Yeah,
fuck
the Carolinas, the fucking Virginias, or just one big Virginia, for Christ's sake.
I think anyways, there is only one Virginia.
There's
West
Virginia.
Buddy. There's Virginia and West Virginia. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Definitely not. I don't have... When it comes to geography... Oof, not good at it.
Either way, so I thought, I saw him literally a week ago. The man's broke, had no money. Now he's in fucking Dakota. What the fuck is this?
The funny thing is all my hippie friends were doing it. Like, love you, but all my hippie friends were doing it. So I definitely thought they were there for a second. I'm like, oh shit, this person's there and this person's there. And then I realized it was fake. And then I was like, eh.
I didn't know.
If I wasn't a mom, I'd be there. Crying with everyone.
Okay, so what's going on?
It's all that McDonald's commercial too many times. That like littering commercial with the Native American with the tear.
No, about 1980.
Yes,
eight
thank you.
Two. Yeah. It's old commercial.
I'll look it up.
But so wait a minute. So are they going to build a pipe right now? What's going on? What's happening here?
The oil companies wanted to, but now that they are, you know, peacefully protesting.
Well, wouldn't they have to buy the land from them? Is that what it would be?
Well, you would think.
For some reason, they don't have to.
Because it's government. The government's like, we want it now. Sorry. We know we gave it to you, but sorry, bitch. We want it back. It's some like bullying bullshit. And the other thing is like, can't we start looking for other means of energy? Like, we're running out of oil and fossil fuels. Like,
I want to go
digging shit up and start actually figuring out some other shit, because we're only ruining more and more of the earth.
Yeah, sun, wind.
Yeah.
We can already do that. We could do that for years.
There are a lot of people doing that already. Yeah.
There's no need to go and dig up a whole fucking land that's not even theirs.
Except it's kind of fun to dig up sacred land. That's just sort of a good time. You don't know what's in there. Maybe you'll release a demon. You know what I mean? It's like a good time.
It's Halloween. Fuck it. You know? Yeah, it was the right time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you're just bored. You're like, you know what I want to do? Dig up sacred land.
I'm just going to dig up a sacred land. See if it's like a pet cemetery type of thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Pet Cemetery?
Of course.
Oh, terrifying.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I can't believe that. Me and Nathan growing were like, up. Did you really
see
that?
You guys know I'm such a pussy, so you didn't believe it?
He didn't even address me. Absolutely. He was like, did you see it?
Tina's wearing all black. I was like, of course she's seen Pet Cemetery. But you, I was like, there's no way.
She lives in Pet Cemetery.
There's been Kate's been at my house when there's cartoons on, for fuck's sake. And she's like,
I revive.
No! She'll scream and leave the house. You actually saw Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, I mean, how old was I? I think it was like in high school or something when it came out.
That movie will fuck you up even now.
It's a creepy movie.
No, it's terrifying. Honestly, here are the movies that really fucked me up. We have It, that whole clown shit. We talked about it on your podcast. I don't fuck with clowns.
Okay. Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Never saw that movie.
Can I interject here on just the It? Have you seen the movie recently?
I saw it 5 years ago.
It's 4 hours.
It's actually way less scary,
once you remove the context, though, and also of being 11, it's way not scary.
Yeah. No TV movie can be scary. That's just impossible.
I just still don't like clowns.
I don't like clowns either.
But then The Ring, the girl from The Ring, that freaked me this shit out. Mm-mm. No?
Yeah, that's not a, yeah. Mm-mm.
Well.
Paranormal Activity scared me, the first one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, this could be in my house.
There's no fucking way. When I saw that, when I saw the trailer, I was like, no.
What about for you?
That was the kind where I was like hugging the person I was with, like aggressively, like digging my nails and like, I don't want to see this anymore.
Well, for you, it would be extra scary, Tina. You know, when Tina was little, she used to see like dark beings all over the place.
What?
It's true. I used to see them. And
what are you talking about?
I'm telling you the truth.
What are we doing Kate here? Standing Rock? They were just talking about fucking
Kate
demons.
Kate always talks about releasing demons.
I know. She always puts me on blast for it every time.
It's kind of big. And scary.
What did you see?
So I would see cats all the time, like these like flittering dark things. And then I would see this like...
And they're not real cats?
No, I didn't have cats. And then I would see this like body, and I thought it was me. And then I went on vacation once, and one of my girlfriends was like, dude, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I could have sworn there was a body standing next to your bed, like the out. And I was like, it came to Cancun. Like, I remember thinking that. Like, it's on spring break with me.
Demon on spring break. Yeah. That's a good movie for sure.
He was just getting wasted.
I fucking remember that like it was yesterday. But my mom went
through...
And then my mom went to some psychic and didn't tell me. But it was when I was younger. And the psychic told her, your youngest daughter can see spirits. And she sees them all the time. And she doesn't tell you.
And this doesn't happen anymore?
No.
Why?
I think I probably tuned it out.
Yeah,
it got scary.
Like...
It got really scary, I think. And I watched them, like, remember that I told you, like, I turned on the TV and there was, like, some Christian shit on one night, like, not to knock it, but it was, like, if you see things, tune them out, you're creating a portal to hell. And I was, like, 13, and I was, like, fuck.
So you've seen Paranormal Activity, and you're, like, yo, that could be real.
Yeah. I tuned it out because I'm really afraid of it.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's this YouTube thing. There's a guy called Slenderman. His name's Slenderman, but I call him Slenderman. I make him like Jewish.
What's this man
do? I'll be like, Shane, Slenderman scares me. He's like, Slenderman, you dork.
Oh my God.
Slenderman. That guy Slenderman, he's really scary.
scary.
What's he do?
So he's like this dark figure, and like, first of all, I get really scared of him, but Shane's like, Mom, he can't even harm you if you close your eyes, and he leaves 8 pieces of paper around that you just collect them, and then he can't touch you. I'm like, that is the weirdest.
Is that what it is?
Villain.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what Shane says.
This is a demon with a YouTube channel?
So now YouTube has become so popular, and they come up with stories. So just like Candyman was a scary movie, now, like, through YouTube, they've made scary villains. Like, Jeff the Killer, Slenderman. Like, there are a bunch that people, like, Shane's age get scared of. But anyway, there's something called the Tulpa effect. I don't know if it's, like, real or if it's just in a Slenderman video. But they were saying that if you think about something enough, you can actually manifest it in the physical. And I kind of believe that anyway. So that really freaked me out because I was like, if I think about Slenderman enough.
You're going to manifest Slenderman?
I'm going to manifest him. Yeah. Oh,
no. What the fuck is Slenderman?
It's like a shadow thing, right?
Yeah,
he's like this shadowy figure that can just like appear out of nowhere and hurt you, I guess.
Okay.
I don't think he just like...
I think they let you fill in the blanks.
Yeah, exactly.
He's out there.
He's not fun. Yeah. He's not a friend.
Yeah.
He's going to go to your bank and take all your money.
I like that he has like a logical fear. Nathan's going to be bankrupt.
Yeah. No,
well, that
is.
Would suck.
That
I
is
would
my
hate
big
that.
Fear to be homeless. It is my giant fear.
I do have a fear of that too. Like
it's my
one day,
fear.
Like I'm going to lose it all, lose my shit, and be homeless.
Yeah.
That's a weird fear, but I have it too, though.
It's not really weird. It's
no, it's
pretty
happened.
Valid.
It's happened.
Really? Do you guys have it too?
Yeah.
I definitely. That's
I'm
my
like
biggest
one step
fear.
Away.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Not excited, but every time I order food, I'm like, I could never eat again. I might not have money to order food one day.
Yeah.
It's like weird. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be homeless.
No.
And it's happened to people.
Yeah, and like what a disappointment you'd be too.
There's going to be a lot of people homeless Okay, can I ask more questions about Standing Rock here?
Yeah, I'm going to try to answer them. Once again, Kate does not do a lot of research.
I wish you told me. I would have researched the shit out of
it. I know you would have.
We could look it up right now. Yeah, we all got phones. Well, you have a sweater on. You look like a person who has answers.
I look like a person who's at Standing Rock.
I thought that's what you were going to say, Nathan. I was like, that you look like you're at Standing Rock.
I do. I've got my like woven sweater, my arrows on my shirt.
So a company wants to build. Do we know if they want to build the pipeline above ground or underground?
I think underground.
Underground. That kind of sucks. Yeah, okay. That's it. That's my only question. Because above ground, you could make it like a thing. You could have like slides on the side of it and like like lights. It could be like a fun, it could be like a party. Do you know what I mean? Underground, you can't even use that and you just destroyed my sacred ground.
No, it's fucked up. But you know what? The craziest part is how, for me, there's clearly a side and the right. They were given this land, it's theirs. And then the government's like, no, it's not yours anymore. We want to do something with it. And yet, they're just like, it's like someone being like, mine, and then just taking it from you. And seeing just how little power you have against the government is just so upsetting and frightening. And these people have been getting tear gassed, and dogs got sicked on them, and people have been going to jail. And it's just so infuriating and upsetting to me. Because, yeah, I guess there's something you can do, which is protesting. But it still feels like to go against people in this armor and who have so much more power, it just... I don't know. It fucking sucks. I hate it. It breaks my heart.
Yeah, there's not too much we can do if like the government did want to come to your house.
Makes me pissed. I'm like, Obama, do something.
I don't see what
well, the
do.
Truth is that they must have approved. Not they. The family has nothing to do with it. But yeah. I mean, Obama's whatever it's called right now approved it. And I love him so much. You know, I love him dearly. But
you and I were holding hands the day he got inaugurated.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Like, I love him dearly.
2008? Is that what you're talking about when he got the first time?
The first time,
the
yeah.
first time.
We I was doing
together.
A show.
Yeah.
At noon. It was ridiculous.
Oh my God, it was at noon because it was like a assembly or something.
Yeah,
right?
I was in college.
We were in the public school that
yeah,
we taught
were teaching
at.
Together.
I was in a college. It was ridiculous.
We were all at schools.
Uh-huh. We were all at schools. Let's talk
about
schools.
Yeah. Knowledge.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Scott just brought us tea because he's amazing. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
As we all scald ourselves.
Yeah. It is warm.
Fuck. Anyway.
Did you burn yourself?
Yeah, because I didn't
you went
I
right
grabbed
in?
The fucking handle. I burned my fucking...
Sorry, Nathan.
No, it's fine.
Thank you so much.
The other Christ. Thing that I think is really cool, though, is like, you know, all this wild herd of buffalo, which out of nowhere just kind of came right to the land. You didn't see this?
Are you making this up?
I swear to God, there's videos all over Facebook, but it's not common. And what I love about it, that happened, and then this eagle.
Oh, come
look it up.
On, man.
This eagle
I didn't
came.
Hear about.
I swear to God.
Bald eagle.
Holding
the
American flag.
Bald eagle.
Quoting Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. I wish. I wish. An eagle came and just like flew and landed and like let the peaceful protesters touch it. It was so crazy.
Yeah, no, it's true.
No.
I did. Yes.
No,
yeah.
No,
Nathan,
no,
I saw it.
No, no.
And
the, look
either.
At the buffalo.
Yeah, you saw it, but it doesn't mean it's a real thing.
It's
okay.
True.
Can I just say, you know the things every once in a while that somebody will post, be like, oh, this racist person on the train punched another person. They ran away. I look at that. I go, how? First of all, if you see somebody walking up to a person on the train, right? Why would you instantly just start filming that? How do you know it's going to go to this place? And all of these can't be real.
No,
I just don't
you
buy
get
it.
Vibes. You get
I just
vibes.
Don't buy
I think
it.
I do buy
so
it.
So then why don't you just stop a thing instead of get your fucking phone out?
I'm going
to
stop
look at
it.
Me. I'm Anderson
I'm
gonna Cooper.
I'm going to stop it.
Why not? You could say a thing.
And then get my ass beat.
You could say, my name is Tina, I see demons. And then people would be like,
I am
going to
invoke them.
I'm leaving this train.
First of all, I believe that Tina could invoke a demon. If anyone can invoke a demon, it's Tina.
You're going to tell them about the mirror?
I was about to.
I know. I was like, I feel the mirror coming.
She got really pissed one day at an ex-boyfriend and just stared at a mirror, like really pissed and like wanted it to break. And then she left and the mirror just like exploded.
Like Carrie?
Yeah. It's fucked up. And I didn't know it was going to happen. I kept thinking about smashing the mirror. I'm going to smash the mirror.
Why the mirror?
Because it was just there. It was like one of the only things in the apartment. And I was so pissed I wanted to smash the mirror. And I came back a couple hours later, and there was fragments of mirror all down the stairs, all through the whole apartment. And I was like, what happened? He was like, dude, like 2 minutes after you left, that mirror just exploded into 1,000 pieces. And I was like, fuck.
Jesus. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, so you have the power to stop somebody. you have the power to stop a racist
like,
person on the train. You know what I'm saying? I want this racist
it.
Person to explode. And then they just
can
burst
Can you imagine
flames.
You just start bursting racist people? All
but
over.
What if I'm wrong and it's all coincidence? That's why I never. Kate's like, why don't you look into your power more? And I'm like, because what if it's all coincidence and none of that?
I just want my
happened.
Best friend to take out all my enemies.
You can't do that here, though, right? Even if you wanted to look into your fucking demon summoning power, you got to go to like a mountain. Don't
I
you?
Guess.
You
I know.
Can't go
you
to
can
New
do
Jersey.
It anywhere.
But, no. I mean, I learned it in New Jersey.
Yeah,
the demons,
exactly.
found me. The demons found me in New Jersey.
But you can
develop
do it wherever.
It and to own it. Don't you got to go to a place and talk to a person? Do you
probably.
Know what I mean?
You should probably
like
you should probably talk to a person
like
honestly,
a therapist probably.
Well,
no,
yeah, a therapist
no,
totally.
No, no,
but
no.
He means more of like those like Asian or Tibetan masters that have
or
like
Louisiana,
really worked.
Bro.
Yeah,
yeah, there's some
yeah,
people in fucking
no,
Louisiana.
I always
some
think
demons.
I would really fit in there.
Oh yeah,
remember that
like,
story?
Yeah, it's a good
do you remember that story? We
me.
Went to the diner you designed and the woman.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Tell that story, Tina.
I don't remember it well. You probably remember it better because you care about these things.
She was saying that they had hired a worker that was
a curse them.
They were. It was already like a shitty worker that like had a lot of attitude, and they cut this person a lot of slack over and over. But finally, they had to get rid of. I think it was a guy.
Yes, it was
they
a
had
guy.
To get rid of him, but he was like really pissed about it. Like he was mad. He got fired, even though they had cut him like chance after chance, and then people were like really getting sick in their family, or something mm-hmm. was happening where like. And then like a woman came to the diner who said she was a psychic, and she's like, I'm feeling like a lot of bad, messed up energy. Like, I think a curse has been placed on her family. She like pointed to a section of ground by the diner and she's like, dig it up. And they dug it up and there were 4 dead birds. Remember
in a
that?
Bag.
In a bag.
With a message or some shit.
It had their names on each
Where
one.
Where was this?
In Hoboken.
Hoboken, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. She was like, she's like not, the woman telling us she's your friend, she wasn't like a big psychic-y
no.
person at
but
all.
She is Greek, and I feel like Greek people definitely believe in that.
Italian
stuff.
Too, the Malocchio.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
it's
Greek
an Italian
it.
Curse. You throw it on people.
Yeah. Oh, we
it's
have it
fact.
Like the evil eye, the Monty,
yes,
you call it.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah, we have that. Thing,
everybody
absolutely.
In Europe, you know,
yeah.
fucked up people. You
my
can't
mom,
just enjoy the beach,
my
can you?
Mom
you gotta bring demons and curse people.
Yeah, but we
for real.
We curse people here just in different ways.
No, but
ways.
My mother will
we
tell
say,
you
fuck
someone
you.
In Greece cursed our family. She literally thinks that, like, for real. She's like, there's black magic in Greece and somebody cursed our family. I'm like, no, that didn't happen.
Why?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You
why.
Don't know.
You seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Wings sprout out of your back.
Yeah, Tina, I'm fine.
This is black
blood
Swan.
Starts coming out yeah. of your eyes. You just wipe it away real quick.
At the end of this, we don't want pipelines running through Standing Rock.
We don't.
What if they're pretty fucking sick though?
Nathan, don't be an idiot.
Like skateboarding?
Yes.
I knew that's where I was like,
this is what I'm talking about.
This is the part of the podcast when Nathan does the whole other side. Okay, Nathan, tell us how cool the pipeline is.
Not now.
Yeah, now.
I mean, you just destroyed it, Kate.
I don't think that...
I don't know anything about this, though. Dead serious. You told me about it today. I thought all my friends had gone to South Dakota.
That's cute. Or scary. I don't know.
Two people for sure. I was like, everybody's going to Standing Rock. It almost made me think, what the fuck's going on?
A new
on
comedy
there?
Club opened up.
Is it like
Standing
Rock?
New Burning Man?
Yeah, I was like, is it a new Caravana, for God's sake? Are there tits and shit and fucking in Standing Rock? Is
you buy a ticket going? And you go there and you're like, oh, that's it? Just peaceful protesters?
Eagles talking to people?
Oh, that was what I thought was cool, though. When you see the video of, like, the buffalo and everything, it reminds me of that scene in Avatar where, like, all the animals join forces with them and, like, help beat the enemies. You don't remember Avatar?
I remember it, but I don't remember that part.
Oh, so, like, they're fighting the war against them with the bows.
Yes, at the end, yeah.
And, like, they're losing, and then all of a sudden all the animals, like, nature is on their side, and that's how they win, and I just kind of love that symbolism.
Just as a side note here on Avatar real quick, I saw a trailer for the movie Avatar, and I was like, yo, this movie is going to be the biggest bomb of all time. Ended up making the most money that anybody's ever made ever. I never saw it because it looked terrible.
Okay.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Avatar, though.
Now we're going to bring all this back. Because you know what Avatar really is? Avatar is a pipeline through the movie Pocahontas. It is the same story told again through James Cameron and some blue people. Do you know what I'm saying? We pipelined Pocahontas and we destroyed
Sacred
Land.
There are some similarities.
And some similarities. It's the same fucking movie.
No, dude, it's Ferngully. Do you remember Ferngully?
Of course I remember Ferngully.
It's Ferngully.
So it's Fernhauntus? It's Fernhauntus.
It's Fernhauntus.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. I loved Ferngully as a kid.
Me too. It scared the shit out of me. Those big X's.
Yeah.
That spray paint.
I watched it. I don't remember.
Oh, that
it.
Movie fucked me up.
Really?
And when I watched Avatar, I literally was looking around like, guys, Ferngully, this fucking happened.
We keep doing the same movies over and over again, and we also keep running dangerous pipelines through sacred ground, which could be movies or actual land.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I saw the trailer for Avatar and I was like, have fun making no money, James Cameron. And then $900 billion.
It didn't have any staying power, though. Like, it doesn't have pop culture reference. Like, people are...
For me, it does, but
I'm
a
No, it's like
I'm
The Matrix. When you look back at The Matrix, they're, like, really embarrassing now. Those are some cheesy movies.
I love
movies.
The Matrix.
We're living in a holographic reality.
We're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, I'm really happy that me
it's
and Tina
simulation.
Agree on this.
Yeah.
Can I tell you real quick? Tina, there's about 90 other people that she would bring in here who would be like, no, this is not a real... And then
there's
cut
even
themselves.
Like a guy, there's a scientist that you would both be into,
no,
especially
no,
Tina,
that.
Who was saying
oh,
that the probability
guy,
of this being a simulation...
Musk?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You only say that because, you know, this is not a fucking simulation. All I'm saying is she would bring in other people that would cut themselves to try to prove to me that this is... And then they'd kill themselves and die right here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm so happy that Tina
fact.
Understands this
Nathan
is
and
reality.
The facts.
This is reality.
This
for
is our
sake.
Reality.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not a reality, but it's also a dream state in many ways.
Boo.
Dude, you don't know that.
Boo.
It is not that
you're
I don't
right.
know.
I don't know.
You don't
I don't know.
Know
that. I think there's a big possibility.
I believe
of
demons
that.
Way over this fucking dream.
I mean, which
bullshit
is which
reality.
Is huge because I believe that I saw demons.
But do you also believe in angels with the demons or just the bad?
I've never had that experience. Nothing that cool's ever happened to me.
Yeah, why don't angels come to people? Yeah. Why is it only demons?
Yeah,
no, angels do come to some
when?
People. Tina, I think, just has a ability to work with the dark.
It's the
not
dark
a,
clothes.
Not in a negative way,
it's
though.
The dark clothes, Tina. If you wore white...
The dark clothes wear
angels
Tina.
Angels would fly
yeah,
into your
bar. The dark clothes definitely wear me, for sure.
That's hilarious.
For sure.
I don't think she even has a say.
I don't.
You buy all your clothes blue and you get home, you're like, black again?
Fuck, always black. No, I was Frida Kahlo for Halloween and it was hyper colorful and I felt so weird.
You looked gorgeous,
but
by
I mean,
the way.
People,
Frida who?
Are you fucking serious?
I didn't hear what you... Well,
okay.
First of all, you can calm down. Second of all...
Frida Kahlo?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
She's a famous artist.
A Mexican
that...
painter. It was a little bit of a fuck you to the people who are anti-Mexican right now. And... Kate smiled. So I wore that.
Oh, you mean like for Trump, you mean? Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
No, so I don't know who she is.
I was a famous...
She's awesome.
Mexican.
She was married to Diego Rivera, another famous painter.
She has the unibrow. The second you say that,
people
are like, oh,
recognize
the unibrow.
Her.
I'll just see a picture.
She was in a horrific bus accident.
She was.
Jesus.
Where she had like a pole go through her body.
Yeah,
she was
impaled
okay.
And out of like her, like around her vaginal bone. And it was severely
But she
dismembering.
Lived and still kept painting, but she... had a lot of
physical
problems.
So that's who I was
problems.
For Halloween. I had to do all the colors, and I felt so out of my element.
I loved it. You look like a dream.
Thank you.
Like a dream.
You look Thank like you. A dream. Oh, man.
A true vision. All right, so we're in agreement that Standing Rock should not be pipelined.
I don't think I was
Should we get to an email?
I mean, we
As
never
I cut
really
off
even
Nathan,
got there.
Well,
yeah.
We can.
I mean, I just... I don't really know what it's about. I think I need to know more about it in general. And I don't know who it's benefiting. And I'm sure it's not benefiting them. But I don't really understand.
It's probably not benefiting
It's benefiting
anybody
the oil companies. Yeah. It's like these corrupt people who want to keep making money in that way. So they don't want to go to new energy sources, which is where we need to go to evolve. I think I was talking to you this, Tina, weren't you and I talking about this? About how the oceans are just getting more and more fucked up?
They
and
are.
Like,
yeah.
It's just...
My students talk about it all the time. There's like these big vacuums of waste out like... down by between Asia and Australia, I think, and they're literally just caught whirlpools of garbage. It's gross.
Kate, if
and the oceans are being killed off, the coral reef, I think, is either dying or dead.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, but what did the coral reef ever do for you?
Oh, a lot for the oceans.
It's just out there.
A lot.
Yeah,
it's probably balancing some ecosystem that
we
don't know.
Even, who cares about these oceans? Yeah, you know what I mean? You go the Atlantic Ocean.
Nathan's an asshole.
No, give me real question here. The Pacific Ocean, you have to pick one of these oceans to sink. It's gone. Drains.
Okay. Wait. Marry. What is it?
Fuck, kill, marry.
No, fuck, no. This is just would it kill or whatever.
Either,
it is.
But one of these oceans.
Which ocean
has
would
to
you
go.
Marry?
No, one of these oceans has to go. Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, it's
ocean.
Fuck, Chuck, marry. There you go. Wait, what?
What? One of the oceans has to go. Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean? Which one do you keep?
I'm
going to keep the Atlantic.
Of course,
it's
you
to
are.
Me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck the Pacific. You lose a coral reef. That's not on me. Fix your own stuff. Get the garbage off that whale. We're over here.
I seriously disagree, but I'm going to let him have it.
Yeah. I just look at Tina. I'm like, are you going to let that happen?
Yeah. I'm like, I disagree, but there's no reasoning with this man.
What's your email? There's lots of reasoning with me.
I'll get to the email in a second. But here's the crazy. When I went to Maine this summer with Shane, I met up with my brother and his wife and my little nephew. And we went to this like cute little marine exhibit. And they gave a demonstration on lobsters, which I was like, boring. But then
yeah,
I learned so much. But what they were saying is normally lobsters, what do you call it? Molt. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Molt once a year or like once a summer.
Yes.
But because the oceans are heating up, they're starting to molt like two or three times. And it's like fucking up their shells because the shells can't rebuild that quickly. And they were saying like soon lobsters are going to be extinct and like... all of these animals are getting so fucked up, and I feel like now's the time for us and for the government to start doing something because we're going to be the ones dying off. Like, maybe not us, maybe our children's children, whatever, but like, we're fucking shit up, and I feel like we should just try a little bit to open our eyes to it.
Just as a thing there, okay? Every generation is apparently worse than the generation before, so who cares about the two generations after? It's going to really suck. They're going to be coming out screaming at people, fuck them. Here's what happens to you. No lobsters, no oceans. Enjoy it. Pipelines everywhere. You're a pipeline. We're putting a pipeline through you. We're not even going to ask your permission anymore. Your head's a pipeline.
Now you're just born with a pipeline through your arm.
Absolutely, you come
welcome
out of a pipeline,
to Earth, bitch.
Your mom bores you into a pipeline. And you're not even a doctor's hands.
You're
but
fed
serious?
Through a
there's
tube.
There's no sense of preservation. Like you don't feel it.
I mean, I guess we got to keep stuff around. But if these people are going to keep sucking, you know what I mean? If you're going to be born in 1996 and be like, what happened in 1994? Fuck you. We're gone. Eat it. So then people born in 2015 are going to be like, what happened in 2004? You know what I mean? Fuck them. You're gone. No oceans.
Oh, my God.
Walk to Australia from Los Angeles.
I'm asking this to Tina because I feel like you've done a lot more research than either of us. Can we live without oceans?
No.
They would be acidic. No. Like, if all the oceans are acidic and they're dead.
Oceans. Yeah,
except for the bottom.
The place is 70% water, for God's sake.
So, yeah, all the water recycles. Like, you know what I mean? It goes up into our atmosphere and comes
but
back down.
But we can live with the
water. I
mean,
we even have a problem with acid rain now.
So it would really
it's
be.
Just, it's going
to It would
get
be like,
control,
oh, rainstorm, get in your house or your face will melt off.
Yeah. But your house will melt off. Your whole thing is melting off.
Unless
get,
it's
get
made of, like,
shelter.
Acid resistant. Yeah, exactly.
Get in your pipeline is the only thing
we're going to get in your pipeline.
Get in your pipeline. That's all we're going to be able to hide in.
Well, I am trying to fight for Mother Nature still. I haven't, you know.
Done anything
given up
or
yet.
Made any...
That's not true.
What are you doing for Mother Nature?
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot, but I'm not doing anything. I'll just say it.
I was going to say that too. Can I say this? I'm dead serious. I want Mother Nature to keep kicking around. Lobsters are from where I'm from. If they go...
And they are delicious.
Well, I love what they are. And like I said, they're from where
Sorry,
I'm from.
Kate.
If you buy anything that says Halifax, Nova Scotia on it, it has a lobster on it. I'd be very sad if lobsters left. Am I doing anything to stop the lobsters?
This is what
no.
I do. I always find the representatives to write. You can email them. It does make a difference.
You're emailing people?
Yeah, you have to, or you sign the petitions, whatever. Even if it's like
whose petitions?
A minute. You don't see these petitions that pop up on Facebook, like change.org or moveon.org?
I find on Facebook. Oh. Will not. I don't believe.
I do.
Here's the thing. I don't believe in anything. I do want the earth to stay.
I don't believe in anything.
But as far as like people posting things online, sign this petition, blah, blah, blah. You think some motherfucker who could kill the ocean or keep it is like, oh my God, 1,000 people don't want me to do it. They're going to kill it. They don't care. They're living in a bubble. They live in the center of the earth. They suck their own dick and they count their money. They don't care. Do you know what I mean? You got to go to their house. Kill them. You have to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Somebody needs
to
be
infiltrate a whole system.
Yeah,
it's true.
Needs to be murdered.
I'm not saying you don't have to infiltrate a system. I think the whole system that's currently operating here in the U.S. is so fucked, so broken.
And she ain't getting fixed by petitions.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I honestly think it's going to be from people just waking up and caring and not wanting to treat each other and animals.
I think it's
and
they don't give
earth.
A fuck, though. If they have money, they don't give a
yeah,
fuck about your animals or your water or your anything. He's like,
I think it's the people who don't have money that care less only because they can't. They're focused on survival. I think if you have money,
That's fair.
It's almost like a privilege to be able to
there's
sign a petition.
There's certain tiers, though. There's that kind of money, but there's people with a lot of fucking money, and they don't care at all.
Oh, well, yeah, because they just want more money to keep getting their asses wiped by a servant.
Yeah, and you have to cut their heads off and show everybody in a town square. This is a fact.
Like the Morgans, the Rockefellers,
absolutely.
The Rothschilds,
absolutely.
Those people.
David, what's his name? David Rockefeller got a 6th heart transplant. You ever see that picture of that guy?
No.
Looks like a vampire.
He's had 6 heart transplants?
6 heart transplants. What you got to do is you got to cut his head off and wheel
fuck
it around town.
Guy.
And he just clones and grows babies for the heart.
Guy. People are on wait lists for years.
You got to see a picture.
Now Tina gets upset.
Yeah, no, fuck,
but
fuck
a
that
petition,
vampire.
I'll never sign a petition for anything. I'm sorry. I'll go kill a guy. You want me to cut a guy's head off? I'll cut a guy's head off. Am
That's
I wrong?
Fair.
Nathan you know what I mean? The assassin would be great.
I'll cut a guy's
I mean,
head
we
off.
Need assassins. We need them too.
We need assassins.
We need ninja assassins. Yeah, we need the people who go out and like quietly protest. We need you. We need the people like me who do the research. And we need the people like Nathan who just kill everyone. That's what we need.
Yeah, the killer Nathan. Yeah. How do you guys feel about the group Anonymous?
No.
Why?
I just don't. You got a mask, whatever. Here, let me show you a picture. Here he is.
End of conversation about it. I kind of like Anonymous.
Was that the email?
I just like people knowing, like, everyone's able to get fucked with. Like, none
yeah,
of you.
Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that?
There are
who
some
walks
people
this earth and
with
doesn't
so
think
much money
just
and power.
Of people.
Donald Trump
I mean,
doesn't
that's
think.
Insane.
Donald
yes,
Trump
does.
Thought he was walking around that with his shit not stanking.
Okay, excuse me. First of all, you brought up the worst example I've ever heard of in my life. The man is still up for a job. He's probably going to be president Tuesday. I mean, how did it
do
hurt
you really
anything?
Think that?
You know what's? I honestly,
so I
I'm starting to think that he's going to win now.
Okay, thank
I really
you. I'm
am.
Glad we're talking about this because I have this with my best friend Jeremy. Shouts to Jeremy. We have this every single
that's
day.
That's David Rockefeller. Does he look like a vampire? 6 heart transplants.
He literally looks like a vampire.
6 heart
Let me
transplants.
See this shit.
Like old white man, bloodshot eyes. He's in the Volturi. You watch Twilight?
He's Lord Voldemort?
No, the Volturi. Go for it.
Oh, the and Voldemort.
And Voldemort, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's not supposed to be alive. He's like walking around in a corpse.
6 I almost spilled my tea.
He did.
6 hearts.
That's
man,
not okay.
6 hearts.
That's unacceptable.
Anyways, apologize.
What were we talking about?
Trump. So you meant
Trump.
You brought up literally the worst
Trump.
Thing ever. The guy's walked around. I'm grabbing
Nathan
pussy.
Thinks he might be president.
I you know what? I did
don't
before,
disagree.
And now I do think it. I think he's going to. I think he's in.
Do you
think
if he gets the presidency, he will be assassinated?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I do.
Don't. I think America
I
will love him
that's
more.
Because that's because Tina's sick and a demon.
A demon.
I'm conjuring.
She's going to stare at a mirror and draw
night.
A Trump thing on
I
it.
I think everybody's going to love him. I really do. I'm now.
Nathan,
I'm now. No, I'm dead serious. No, I'm not. I was away. Look, I was in Canada. I was listening to it.
Tina
I was
and I are both doing
it.
Girl faces right now. We're like, yeah.
Look, I don't think it's
gross.
He's not going to grab my pussy. I don't think it's good. I didn't say it's good. I'm just saying the more I see it, the more I'm like, I think he's going to win. And I don't think he's going to get assassinated. I think people are going to, I think he's going to either beat people into loving him. Oh, shit. Or he's going to spill tea. Or I'm spilling tea. My tea's going everywhere. Oh, God, I broke hard. He's going to beat people into loving him, or he's just going to do something that people are going to go, you know what? He wasn't that bad, and he's now a fucking hero.
No.
Do you know that he has a trial pending in December about
the rape
of a 13-year-old girl?
Hey, that's bad. You know what I mean? But if you're the president before December, I'm not going to fucking trial. Do you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know if you can avoid that. That's impeachment right there.
Well, maybe he'll get impeached. He'll turn off impeachment. That's what he'll do. He'll switch, you know, on
it's
your phone.
True.
You can just turn
it's
off
King
like messages.
Trump.
It will be like a King Trump. I do think if he wins...
King Trump. That is like someone you read in a book when you're a kid, and it's like the typical evil guy. King Trump. He trumped all the lands with his power and small penis.
I think if he wins Tuesday, and I'm being very serious here. I think if he wins Tuesday, he goes two terms. I really do.
Get the fuck out.
I'm serious. I didn't think
they will kill him. They will assassinate him. They will impeach him.
No,
I will kill him.
There's gonna be a gold statue. There's gonna be a gold statue of him in every
city.
You
heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the no flight like list. They're gonna be like, that bitch can't go anywhere.
People are gonna love it. I completely did an about face. I really think he's gonna win. I do. It's not that I'm saying I want him to. I can't even vote.
You're Canadian.
I'm just talking about a thing that I see.
Go ahead, talk about how much you like him as much as you want. You can't vote. I don't
give a fuck. I don't even like him. It's not even saying that I like him. I'm just saying that as an outsider watching the whole thing, I'm like, I think he's going to win. And if he does win, he's going two terms.
Dear Lord, I hope not.
Tina, I don't want these things. I don't think it would necessarily be good. It's just necessarily. It's just a feeling that I have.
How do you feel about walls and pipelines?
Yeah, how do you feel about Hillary Clinton?
I feel watching both of them. Hillary is a weird robot, and that's why
she's weird, right?
That's why she's weird. That's why she's going to lose this.
And that's what I feel bad about.
She has no personality, no charisma, and it's very sad to watch. I'm dead serious. Look, guys, I'm not trying to be rude about Hillary Clinton, okay? But if you look at it, if you look at this as a show, which it kind of is.
It is a show, and you see,
it's Bachelor. Okay, it's the Bachelor, and then it's the
I've never seen the fucking Bachelor.
Who gets the
I'm
rose?
Just talking about, okay. I'm just talking about people on TV, right? So say there's a Survivor, right? Mm-hmm. And there's two people left on the island. One of them's like a very brash, charismatic person who yells and shit. You're like, I like watching him. The other one's a weird robot. The other one's an odd robot. You're like, I hope that one gets sucked into the ocean.
I know, but she might get you off the island.
Absolutely,
that's the shit of it.
Absolutely,
I hate her, but she might get us off the island.
Absolutely, you're 1,000% right, but the way she's going about it isn't, I don't think, going to get her to the point where she can even get you off the island. Because how she's playing it right now, people don't really care to find out really what you're going to do. They judge you on each individual thing that you do say and how you fucking say it, which is even harsher than what you say.
That's what I'm saying.
And how she says things, you watch it and you go...
There's no emotion behind it. There's no feeling.
Dude, I've watched all the debates, and there's a couple times when I watch her, I go, the first debate, she was great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything after
she
that,
was great.
Because he turned his, and I thought this is what was going to happen. He turned his whole thing down. He was just kind of talking like a regular person, and he made her kind of seem like a crazy person for attacking him, right? Because even though he's a billionaire who's grabbing pussies, people still think he's an underdog, which is insane.
They do.
It's insane people are like, he's going against the government. She's the government, and he sort of beat the government when she says things like, oh, he's just crazy. I was watching at home like, you can't play it that way, Hillary. You just can't.
Because there's a very uneducated mass, not everyone, but in the center of our country. If you, like, look at a satellite map, there's a lot of lights on the one side.
There's
and
a lot
of
losers
lights
here too,
on the other side.
I like saying it like that.
But oh, you mean
a
like
a lot of lights on the coast?
You mean actual lights?
Lights. That's if you look at the satellite, there's
look
a lot
that
of
blinking
lights
thing.
And a lot of lights. And in the middle, it just gets weird and dark. And all of those people are voting for Donald Trump. All of them.
There's some people here that are. There's not everybody, but
he's not going to win New York, New Jersey. It's not happening.
Yeah, even though there are people who will vote, it'll.
We're,
yeah.
No, like
the Hillary
college.
People will overtake it. Think Hillary, when she's alone by herself, how do you think she talks? Do you think she's so robotic that even when she's alone now,
I saw
someone on Chelsea, and this is the only thing that's been sticking with me. It's fucked up. Some chick who works very closely with her was saying like, oh, she's so great. She's so nice. She's so personable. She like takes care of me. One time we were on Air Force One or whatever the fuck that shit's called, the plane. And she was
come on. It's called Air Force
One. I thought of like a Nelly song or something. I don't know.
That is a Nelly song as well.
Yeah. Okay,
but that's about shoes.
Thank you. I knew I was right somewhere. But anyway, she was talking about, she's like, oh, she's so nice. She's so personable. I was trying to lose weight and I was about to eat a cake and she smacked it out of my hand. And I was like, no, don't tell that story.
Remember when Hillary pulled out hot sauce from her purse?
No, seriously.
Oh,
she
was
like,
so
don't get
awkward.
Fat,
I know.
Though. Her thing was, don't get fat. That was the nice story she had about Hillary.
Well, I will say that as far as like, look, and this is not me. This is just what it seems to be in society.
You never
right?
smack cake out of a girl's
no,
hand.
No, it was so bad.
You don't, okay, ever. You definitely don't smack cake out of a woman's hand, right? But do you think the first female president could be big?
No.
Me neither. That's all I'm trying to say, too. No! No!
That's the other thing
you
about
this. You gotta go through a small woman president, then maybe you can go big woman president, then you can go black woman president. You know what I mean? It's not gonna start at big black woman president.
No, no.
It
no.
ain't start there.
No.
Oprah.
Oh, fuck.
She's not even big, though. Oprah.
She's been big, though. She's been up and down and whatever.
That's her thing.
She's all of it.
Oprah, I wonder why Oprah. Oprah never ran for president. I bet you she does.
Oprah's over that shit.
Yeah, Oprah's over everything. All she does is show like pictures of her vegetables on Instagram. I follow the shit out of Oprah.
Oprah figured it out. Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go garden.
Yeah. I got a kumquat.
She's so great.
She's like, no thanks.
A few weeks ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, Hillary's going to win, blah, blah, blah. But
I still think she's going to win. But I think it's a lot closer than anyone who is comfortable with.
Can we say that somebody's already won if this comes out next week? We're just talking about a thing that, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's right, right? Someone's going to already be...
Tuesday, bro.
Oh, my God.
I hate this.
Hello,
the
Dr.
world
Trump.
Might not even exist anymore,
it's
guys.
It's gonna exist.
This podcast is gonna come out to the
dude.
Few
there's been some bad presidents.
Standing.
Bro. There have been
Donald
some bad
Trump
presidents.
Is like, if he's president, we're just gonna we're gonna implode.
The Simpsons made a video years ago making fun of him as president.
Yeah,
this is a shit show.
Sure, but there's been some bad presidents. All I'm saying is there's been some bad presidents who didn't say what they were gonna do, and then they did some awful fucking things. This man is at least telling you what he's gonna do. And maybe he'll be president. Maybe he's not. I don't know. It's a. I haven't. You're in the future, not me.
No.
All right.
No. You, audience.
Can I go into another topic real quick? It's going to be a short one.
Fine.
But I saw this come up on Facebook a couple weeks ago. It says, meet Jack Chen, a blind lawyer who works for Google. And like, it was supposed to prove that like you can do anything. And there's been all these things popping up. Like there's this one woman who has Down syndrome, and she's a preschool teacher. Did
yes.
you see that?
Yep.
And then there's this other woman, I forget her name, but she, there was like a YouTube video done of her years ago, and they titled her like the ugliest woman ever.
That's horrible.
Horrible. Horrible. And she's giving a speech about like what that felt like to find yourself on YouTube.
I still have sex. I don't believe any of these things, Kate. I really don't. A picture of a blind guy, and they're like, he's a lawyer.
I don't believe that shit either.
It's
what?
A fucking... No,
no
they make
I like
it
that
up.
Too. I like. They I wish Jeremy was here, because Jeremy would know. Every time Jeremy sends me an article, he doesn't read the whole... I love him to death, best friend. Doesn't read the whole fucking thing. Sends me it. I read 10 lines of it, and I'm like, Jeremy... Did you Google any of this? This isn't even a credible source. None of this is real.
I don't believe any of this.
Welcome to my life. I post something. One out of 10 things I post.
I'm so happy you're here.
One out of 10 things I post, someone will do the Snopes article link
yeah,
below it. And
yeah.
I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's
the whole
story
thing.
Of my
I'm
life.
Like, yeah.
I'm that person. I am a Snopes person.
I don't believe anything.
No.
But that's why
lawyer.
Tina and I, and me and you, we're best friends. It's like the yin yang thing. I'm like, fairies and angels. And you're like, bring it down.
Demons and Snopes.
Anchor. Anchor it.
Blind's not even bad. You know what I mean? I'm a blind. Lawyer, of course you are. Who gives a fuck? We got, you know what I mean?
That's not even, I mean, once I looked at it now, I'm like, of course, that's very feasible. You could be a blind
absolutely.
Lawyer.
Absolutely.
Why not?
That's why I don't believe it. That's why, what are we talking about here? This is ridiculous.
It was just something being like,
no blind people work? Is that what we're trying to say? There's no blind people with jobs? What the fuck are we talking about? There's
I know,
blind people with jobs.
Of course.
Oh, I just thought they sat in a hole all day. I thought they went back to their cage and ate their fucking shredded weed. Of course they have jobs.
They're shredded wheat.
I know. I was like,
the gems that come out of his mouth really are good.
So what's the other one? There's an ugly woman. I mean, ugly women are living. You know what I mean? What the fuck are we doing here? Are they not, Tina? They not out there? They have jobs?
They do have jobs.
All people, there's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was this one woman, you know. Tina, did you watch the video I posted?
I did watch it.
She's a beautiful human being because she has like a syndrome thing she was born with and like...
She's startling looking.
Like,
yes.
When you first see her, it's...
Wow.
No. Like, she has...
No. She's,
give me a picture. Give me a picture.
She's blunt about it. She has a video about it. She's, like, very gaunt, and her face is, like melty. Like, it's a little
melty. Wait a
minute.
Is this the woman who's, like, what is she, like, 40 pounds or something?
Yeah,
and
yes.
She's a model or something?
No, she's not a model.
Oh, wait. I did see this woman. Yeah, no. Yeah. I know the picture.
Yeah,
you know.
I know the picture.
No, but she's like, she speaks and she's such a beautiful soul because she talks about what it felt like to find that video of herself and then just being like, no, I'm not going to let that sink me or get me down and just rising up. And I mean, I know in one way it's corny, but I love those videos.
No, but that one I can believe because it's coming from her, right? It's not like a picture of somebody. That's
not
her.
A story about her. It's
yeah,
her
she,
speaking.
No, I know. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And she's just, I don't know. She has so much grace and strength and dignity and things like that, though, really do help keep things in perspective because we're all struggling with different things. Because sometimes you get lost in your own struggle, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
course.
You get so down. And like right now I'm going through something that you both know that like feels apocalyptic in my life. And then you take a step back and you're like, yeah, it's not great. This particular issue, but like we all have our shit, and at different times. Like right now, you might not have something, but like in a month, something comes in, and
Tina
you just try to make the best of it.
Struggle about whether I should move to Louisiana or not.
Yeah,
and really get into
fulfill
the whole
my dreams.
Yeah, barefoot in the swamp. Finding
yeah. ready for you, girl.
Curses.
I know.
Can I tell you? There was the Halloween party. There was a Halloween party at Stand Up New York and New York Comedy Club, and when I went to New York. Everyone was dancing, and this one dude was like, "You ain't ready for me, right?" So we start dancing, and he
this?
Tries.
Who was it?
I'm not mentioning
I hate
names.
That line. That's,
you ain't ready for me.
I'm
like,
sure I am.
I don't
yeah.
want
to. Sure,
no,
I'm not interested.
It means you don't want to be ready.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to. When someone's like, "You can't handle this," you're like, "I don't want to handle
good.
It."
Yeah, you come early. That's what you should say.
You come
definitely
early.
Come early. That's a fact. You can't handle this. He comes as soon as he walks into the room. The minute you go to the bathroom to get ready, he's already like, "Oh God, I'm in a woman's house," and he's coming.
And then you leave, and he's like, "I told you you couldn't handle it."
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah, he's already out the I'm window. Good. There's cum on your sheets. This is a fact.
Ew.
But what was funny was,
ew.
I love that. You had to lean in to go, ew.
Ew. Ew. So he like try like we're dancing, but he tries to like bend me over to like
Jesus
do the move.
Christ.
And no, a man bent you over recently,
man,
not
no.
in the eighth grade.
Exactly.
Oh, can
my
I guess?
But you know what I did?
I
turned around and bent him over and was like, "Do you want me to do this to you?" And of course he was like, Whoa, what are you doing? I was like, "How does it fucking feel?
Good for you.
Don't fucking bend me
you
over.
You gotta tell me who this is once we're done. Yeah.
Once
to.
We're done.
That's great.
Anyways, he comes
I bend the dudes over, bitch.
You know, I was talking about this the other day to somebody.
Thank you for loving me,
just,
Tina.
Just to say, you know, if okay, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this. You,
okay.
you two are women, right? Mm-hmm. If a man, I love that. You're like, I don't know. If a woman has a strap on, right, and she fucks a man, mm-hmm. right, is that man gay?
No.
Right?
No.
This is the argument I was having with somebody. This isn't
no,
it's
can
me.
I tell you something?
No,
Nathan
this has nothing
was,
to do with me.
Nathan
I'm just
said
saying.
The best thing the other day.
I'm just saying, if a woman is fucking you, how is it gay? I was having this argument with somebody. That's
I
all
get,
I'm saying.
I get their logic, though.
Why?
Because it's like you...
No,
I don't.
Because
that'd
be the
just
same.
Kidding.
Here's
just
the same
kidding.
Logic. Here's the same logic.
It's a little
it.
More gray
no,
than
no,
the
no.
typical, but it's
but
still
yeah, like, here's
not.
The same logic.
It's still a woman fucking you.
What about
you
if a woman's blowing you? Because then you could be like, well, I want a man to do it. Men can blow you too.
Right, no, because they're fucking up the lines of what being gay actually means.
It's like, it has to be the same sex person.
Yes, like it's getting fucked in the ass doesn't make you gay. That's not
this is what I'm saying.
That's not the criteria for
this
gay.
This is what yeah. I'm saying. It has to be by a man
yeah.
or a woman if you're a woman.
The other day, I made a joke to Nathan about ass play, and he went on the best rampant, what was it, rant? I can't speak today, rant about it, where he was like, where you're like, I'm an adult man. Any dude who's like, ugh, I'm not into ass play. I forget how you said it, but like.
I mean, first of all, you just,
I know
these
I'm butchering
are private
it.
Texts. These are private text messages.
I'm not saying you're into ass play.
These
we were talking
text
about dudes.
Messages.
Oh, I thought this was on another show,
no.
And I was like,
these
oh.
These are text messages that the woman just.
No, but you made a great point. Like, if you're a dude who's like, oh,
I just
like,
said the
oh,
exact same thing.
She's or he's into ass play. You were just saying, like, we're
first
adults.
First of all, I hate that fucking term.
I know.
Ass play.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Please stop saying ass
it's
play.
It's sex or it's not sex. For fuck's sake. Why the fuck is the only thing that's regular is a dick and a vagina and everything else is, like, a fetish or this weird fucking thing? You know what I mean? It's ass play.
If Nathan wants to tie a balloon around his dick, that is normal.
Yeah, would that be balloon play?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I
oh,
think so.
Is that dick play? It's fucking stupid.
So he can't tie balloons around his dick while you pop him so he can come? Fuck off.
Exactly. Fuck you. I pay tax. Anyways, I was having that argument with somebody because they were talking about a man being into men's feet and how that might not be gay. And I was like, no, that guy's gay. That guy's gay. If you're
I
into
think
men's
so.
Feet,
I think that's
you
gay.
Can't be into a man's foot if you're not into a man. It's the worst part of a man.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care.
It's the worst
care.
Part of a woman.
No, it's not.
No?
No.
What's worse?
The foot?
The worst
I thought,
part of
Nathan,
a woman?
I thought you didn't like, what, the vagina?
I know. I was
sure.
Gonna, I was going to say that.
Absolutely.
I was like, besides the vagina.
It is the vagina.
Yeah,
it is
disgusting.
Vagina. Until you're in the whole
I'm
mood,
the only
right?
person who likes vaginas
yeah,
in this
you like vaginas.
But
yeah,
not like
common.
I want to get in those.
Don't.
Not that I want to get
but
in them, but
don't.
I think they're beautiful. Like Georgia
no,
O'Keefe style.
You respect
style.
Them.
Georgia O'Keefe style.
I respect. I love vaginas.
When I was little, I look at my own.
Do you? When they told me to put the mirror down there, I was like, no, I don't want to see that shit.
Oh, I stared for hours. I was like, hey, pretty.
Ew.
Okay,
pretty.
What I'm saying is if you saw a woman out and about,
ow.
Right?
I want to call this podcast
nothing...
L.
Okay, if you saw a woman out and about and she's done up and all that kind of stuff, you wouldn't look at her and be like, yeah, but her hands. You would, if she had her vagina out, you'd be like, well, Jesus Christ. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But it's not like her feet are going to throw you the fuck off.
Dicks are way more sanitary or something.
They're out, signed. Of course
calls
they
them,
are.
What do you call them, streamlined or something?
It's clean.
They're just
look
clean,
at it.
Yeah. Like, vaginas can get sick so easily. They always have, like,
things
fucking
can
shit
go
coming out of them. And,
in
like,
them.
Yeah.
Blah!
And get lost.
It's gross.
And
well,
infected.
I have both, and I like them both the same.
You have
my
dick
and my puss.
Worst part of a man is definitely his feet. So if you're a man and you're into men's
and
feet,
like,
you're gay.
Sort of like that section by his balls. That's a terrible place too.
I thought you were about to say it's your favorite. I was like, interesting,
no,
Tina.
Ew.
Yeah, sure, but that one's a hard one to see. You already got to be a gay man to
what,
see
the
that.
Grundle? Is that what you call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and like
the
smells
grundle.
Funny.
It doesn't. Hey,
that is salty down there.
Well, okay, first
Tina,
of all, that depends.
Take it down a couple notches.
I mean, these are the men you're hooking up with. For God's sake, you know what I mean? Don't paint
no,
every man
no,
as a salty weirdo.
They're all weird down there.
What about right out of a shower?
Oh, you're
fine.
Not salty?
There you go.
You are. Every guy is.
Okay, fresh out of the shower.
Fresh out of the shower.
But I don't need... Oh, who am I going to fuck if I'm not coming out of the shower? Do you know what I mean? Unless I'm walking down the
what?
Street and some weird day comes up.
You don't fuck after the gym?
No.
No.
Yeah, you're a disgusting tree woman. You know what I mean?
I am a tree woman.
Do not call her disgusting. Take it back.
Tina, for God's sake, I was happy you were here a minute ago. I'm
thank
kidding,
you, Tina.
Kate. Okay. But no.
Say I'm pretty, Nathan. Say I'm pretty.
If I was going to, if I knew I was going to have sex with somebody, you're going to shower.
Yeah.
That's part of the rules.
It's true.
I mean, I think we're all operating on different rules then.
If you know you're going to have sex, you don't get a shower. If you know it.
A bird bath.
Oh, no.
Remember the bird bath, Kate?
Don't make that face.
Those are
I know.
Secrets.
You
no,
put
one
neon
time,
blast. One time I wasn't expecting to have sex. I was like teaching, and then a dude was like, why don't you just come over? Like, I was, you know what I mean? And so I went right from teaching to his place, and I did. I like hovered
you
over his
sink. You called me while you were doing
like
it.
Like a fucking ostrich. I felt like an ostrich.
You don't think I've ever
and
washed
I was
my
like,
dick in a sink? Of course I've washed
so
my
awful.
Of course I've washed my dick in a sink.
Things I'm finding out.
I'm a decent human being, for God's sake. I'm going to throw my road dick into a person.
You washed your pipeline in a sink?
Yes. Of course. That's a regular human thing you do.
Standing Rock?
That's a regular thing. You wash your business in the sink. Fact.
All right.
Fact.
I'm glad we cleared that up. I didn't know.
You just got
like
off
we
a bus and you go
lot.
Right and you go right into somebody's bedroom. That's disgusting. You're just on a bus.
I feel like this is just you though. I feel like a lot of guys are way more disgusting.
Nathan's lot more clean than I think. I think you pay attention to your I can't talk today. Sanitary, whatever you'd call it, than most dudes.
Okay. I just started looking at Nathan's jeans like they would tell me whether or not his dick
well,
was
look
clean.
At them. No, look. Because they're
that's
look,
hilarious.
They're all trendy and shit. Like they're that's purposely like a, rugged. You know what I mean?
Yeah
that's a clean dick.
But that's not what anything.
When you're
no.
doing purposefully rugged in all the right places,
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Your grundle's not that salty. It's probably
hilarious.
A little because he walked.
Yeah, now, but again, if we're gonna turn this
salty
room,
grundles.
If we're gonna turn this room into a fuck room,
I
want to
make
that,
a new Yankee
I would go
candle.
To that weird
salty
bathroom,
grundle.
I would go to that weird bathroom down the hall, and I'd wash my dick in the sink. That's a fact. I would not be comfortable right now turning this room right now into a fuck room. I'd be very uncomfortable.
Into
I need
a
to
fuck
go.
Room.
I need to go wash my dick in the sink. This is a fact. And I'd hope you'd open the fucking door too, and you'd go down that goddamn hallway. You know what I mean?
I'd have to bring a razor in too.
Yeah,
you know God. This. This
well,
puss
please.
Hasn't seen the light
thank
of day.
You, please. I thank you. Tina thanks you. You know what I mean? For God's sake, don't. Just...
I don't even feel comfortable sexting if I'm not shaved. I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah.
You know?
That's hilarious. That's
it's
great.
A lie. I'm
it's
like,
true.
They don't want this.
That's yeah. the funniest thing ever. Dead serious. That's super funny, Kate. That's great.
I might try comedy.
Yeah.
I heard I'll get famous within a month.
That's a lie, huh?
It's a lie.
A month. God damn it. Anyway.
Guys, we gotta wrap this thing up.
Do okay. we?
Yeah,
we
unfortunately.
We didn't get any emails, so that's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, you know. It's how the cookie crumbles. Just really ruined my good streak with a really corny quote. Nathan doesn't like quotes. Tina likes my quotes.
I like quotes.
No, inspirational ones? I like Muhammad Ali quotes. Other than that, you can fuck off.
There's a great Bruce Lee quote.
Oh, I apologize, Tina.
No, I just didn't know why Muhammad makes the cut and nobody else.
Because he's great.
The greatest of all time?
He's great.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. He's pretty great. Can I tell you, can I read to you a Bruce Lee quote real quick?
I love Bruce Lee. You
he's
know
Bruce
great.
Bruce Lee's also great.
Bruce Lee's my mouse pad, my gym t-shirt.
It's Bruce fucking Lee.
All Bruce Lee.
Here,
everything.
Here's a quote. A teacher is never a giver of truth. He is a guide, a pointer to the truth that each student must find for himself. Fucking Bruce.
I don't like that one.
That was an okay Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I don't like
well,
that one. I like
sorry.
All the ones that are like,
Kick him in the dick.
Like a big Bruce Lee quote, just punch in the face. Yeah.
If you don't like him, kick him in the dick. All right. Tina.
Yeah.
Where can they find you if you want to be found?
If I want to be found, my Instagram account is tina.constas, K-O-N-S-T-A-S. I'm an interior designer. Check me out.
Nice. Nathan?
NathanMcIntosh.com. Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh, and my podcast Positive Anger on SoundCloud and iTunes.
I was just on it recently, so check that one out.
Last week.
What was it called? Something like
Stop
Clowns.
The Clowns.
Stop the Clowns.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm at the Kate Wolf Twitter and Instagram, but I have a show. Well, a show. It's not really a show. It's a healing event on November 16th from 8 to 10 at Reflections Yoga. It's actually right next to New York Comedy Club in the city. So check that out. If you want to find it, it's on my Instagram feed. And you can buy tickets online or at the door. And then for my Philly people, I'm going to be doing a Going Deep event there December 18th on a Sunday from 2 to 4. It's in the Philly suburbs area in Upper Dublin. So if you would like to go to that, I will also be posting that. But you can also just search Going Deep on Eventbrite and find it. But all those tickets have to be sold online. So I would love to see you guys there. And yeah, that's about it. So thank you guys for being on. And everyone, clean your grundles,
please.
Bye.